I'm curious about the timeline when the Buddha established or teaching the householder for the five precepts. So any timeline during the Buddha time
That's a good question. You're not the first person to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a specific, an event. Sometimes in the vignette, there's a time where he established the eight precepts as the form for observing the moon days. That was quite clear, and there's some stories that define that. And it's one of the few times that it wasn't because of what somebody said or did. It was just a thought occurring in the Buddha's mind. So very, very occasionally he established structures like the patterns on our robes, the observance of the moon days, the Upasatha, and also the prohibition about eating in the afternoon and evening. That was just sort of out of his own sort of initiative. But for the five precepts, I have looked for it because other people have asked that. And there isn't a very clear incident where he says, this is to be established as a form for the lay community. There isn't like one single sort of occasion where that happens. So you have that for the eight precepts, but not for the five. And that one of the... So in terms of a timeline, there's not, you can't really pin it down, but there's numbers of places where he spells out the five precepts clearly, and one of those, I think, very significant places, I think you were quoting it the other day, is the eight streams of merit, which are sort of respected from ancient times, and it talks about the five precepts as the five great gifts. So the first three of the eight streams of merit are taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then the last five are the five precepts. And then he speaks about those as streams of merit, the kind of streams of blessing and brightness in the heart. But also he speaks of them as being a gifts to yourself, gifts to others, and gifts to yourself. But there's no kind of distinct moment where he sort of seems to describe it for the first time.
Yeah, I'm just curious, but thinking about lay people go, you know, during the Buddha time, I wonder, lay people who go to the Buddha and requesting for the five precepts, like what we do now, or it's actually, having this kind of ritual after the Buddha time, you know, that kind of curious.
Worthy of curiosity.
Certainly, it seems to be that for the eight precepts, people came to the monastery, to the Arama, and they were deliberately taking on the eight precepts for a day and a night. So, which you have in the sort of one prayer observance in Thailand is a very strong tradition particularly in the northeast. But the exchange of the three refuges and the five precepts. It's not spelled out as a ritual, as we have it, but in a way that what we have sort of regularly here is like the eight streams of merit. You know, the three refuges and the five precepts. That's the eight streams of merit are being kind of highlighted as a feature, but an actual ritual that occurred in the Buddha's time.
Yes, not at all. Not at all. Nothing comes to my mind.
I've looked for it because people have asked that question a few times, and I've sort of done some hunting for the origins of the five precepts and to come researching different places. And I've kind of put together a little collection of five mentionings of the five precepts in the suttas. And I couldn't track down any. There's certainly nothing in the Vinaya Pitaka, and there's nothing clear in the suttas. It's quite so distinct.